It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The following program has been pre-recorded. Thanks for tuning in this weekend to Let's Talk Portland, Odyssey Portland's weekly public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham. On the show this time, I'd like to welcome Uteri Sim. Uteri is the Women's Life Change Director with Union Gospel Mission. Hey there, Uteri. Welcome to Let's Talk Portland. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me.
Certainly.
Excited to be here.
So you are pretty new to Union Gospel Mission, but you're not new to the Pacific Northwest. Is that correct?
That is correct.
How long have you been with Union Gospel Mission?
Yeah, absolutely. I started here at the top of the year in January, so it's been 8 months now, so I am fairly new in this position, but I'm actually very excited to be back in the Northwest. I was born and raised in Hillsboro, Oregon, right here in Washington County, and so I've been really excited to be able to come back full circle, you know, after 20 years and being able to come back and really serve my community and really pay it forward the way that the community has done for me, you know, all these years growing up.
That's so fantastic. Welcome back.
Thank you.
So what's it like for you to be back and to be working at Union Gospel Mission? Has this been a kind of a something you've wanted to do your whole life?
Yeah, absolutely. It's just been amazing to be able to see, you know, how the city and the community has really transformed since I've lived here. You know, being able to be just a witness, you know, to the effects of really the future that's being developed here, and really being able to be a part of, you know, a mission-driven and focused organization that can really serve my community now and to the years to come. Just being able to have, you know, that attention to see kind of, you know, where it develops from growing up and now how the community has really changed so much. Being able to be a part of Union Gospel Mission Women Life Change for women and their children really just allows me to be hands-on and to be able to be a part of the change, be a part of the community, see all of those people that really are looking for ways that they can get involved or even help break cycles. You know, everybody wants to contribute in some way, and being able to be kind of that pathway for those in the community and those that we serve has really been a blessing.
So you said it's been about 20 years since you've been here. So obviously lots of things have changed in the last 20 years, but do any particular things that have changed stand out to you at all?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, homelessness is one of the biggest things that we are seeing. I mean, it's a leading cause is domestic violence. And that's really what we see a lot of now, you know, since the pandemic. The economy has shifted so much, you know, being in a position where those who are in domestic violence situations and become homeless, it really turns into a different situation and a different outcome that those who really have never experienced before is a new, what we call new homeless. It looks so different from when 20 years ago and how we used to serve and how we used to help, or those who would go into a soup kitchen and just help and serve food, you know, once in a while. It now is really boots in the ground. It's really our neighbors who are struggling. It's our friends that are struggling. It's our teachers. It's our doctors and our nurses that are struggling. It's a different kind of struggle that's going on now. And it actually allows us to really relate to those who are going through that, because it's something that we really can experience ourselves of what that pain feels like.
So you're the director of the Life Change for Women and Their Children. So tell us about that program. What's it all about?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, here at Union Gospel Mission Life Change for Women and Our Children, we really do want to provide a safe and healing home, you know, for single women or women with children who are just struggling, you know, with abuse, addiction, or homelessness. You know, that place to be able to have a healing place to heal from trauma and be able to really break free from all of these destructive choices that we ended up having to learn or create, you know, in these environments. And it's important that we create things that are intentional. And so in Life Change, the intentionality of being able to create a Christian community where people help each other, we support each other, you know, we help with those breaking of the cycles and those addictions and really help live and create a transformed life.
It's a lot of women that are in the program helping other women too, is that right?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, when they go through the program, though it's 14 months total, they have the opportunity to really face a lot of things head on. And because of that, that accountability piece of being kind of a big sister or a mentor of those who are also going through it, you know, for us is, you know, a helping hand leads to a walking testimony. So it's, you're never better than the person before you. We've always gone through the same thing. So to be able to walk with somebody who, you know, have gone through something, you can have that firsthand experience of what to do, how to do this. And it really holds you accountable to complete your recovery, to be able to really make it to the end and to see somebody in front of you who's really walking that walk and also, you know, not just talking the talk, but doing what they need to do to make, you know, their lives better for them and their family.
How encouraging is it for somebody new to come into the program and see some women and their children being so successful at making this change?
Absolutely. It's a community. That's how we develop it. We mirror each other, you know, to be able to see somebody, you know, going through the same struggles, the same trauma, the same pain, and seeing like, oh, they made it another day. I can make it another day. That is something so important. And we don't leave out our children too. We have them follow the same Life Change program model, which is we build in a community. You know, we allow them to navigate their traumas and navigate how they would deal with any, you know, circumstances that are out of their control in an event their parent or their guardian may not be the first person they can reach, you know. So they grow up so fast. And because of that, these are mature young adults that we are having and not children that we think. And so because of that, they need their own transformation. They need their own healing and safe environment for them to go through the struggles and the abuse that they have went through themselves. And so it's so important that not only do we have kind of that mentor accountability with the women, we also have that with the children as well.
Yeah, that must be really crucial for a 12-year-old to meet another person near their age that maybe is going through the same difficulties when the original 12-year-old maybe thought they were alone.
Absolutely. And that's really what this comes down to, whether if it's the child or the mother, it's about loneliness. It's about feeling like no one understands what you're going through. And so it leads you to these destructive choices and things that you normally wouldn't think you would do because you're trying to mask the pain. You know, you don't want to deal with this alone. But really, when you step into a home like this, it's not just a center, it's your house. We treat this as if it's our home, you know, and you become family members, you become sisters and brothers and siblings, and beyond just the 14 months here, it's for life.
We're talking today with Yetiri Sim, Women's Life Change Director with Union Gospel Mission. Talk to us about some of the programs you offer.
Yeah, absolutely. What we love is that not only is it just, you know, long-term, we have extended programs. We have programs that include, you know, Bible study, which we allow them to learn about the word. We have case management with amazing case managers that walk alongside them with each woman that really help them prepare and put the pieces together in their long-term journey. We talked about the Children's Center. We take care of our kids 6 months all the way up until they're grown adults at 18 years old. They're able to be a part of our child care center, or we set them up with the school system so that they're right on track and that they're not being pulled out or feeling like they're behind. We also have tons of classes and counseling classes that are one-on-one as well as with groups. What's important for us is that we have classes about recovery, but also parenting. You know, a lot of the women come in with their kids, and sometimes they had to learn how to parent on their own, or the children are parenting the parents, and it's just such a different environment. And so to be able to have them learn about what does it look like to be a parent and what does it look like to be a child, and these things are so important as a part of their recovery. And so we have those classes and counseling sessions for them so that they can develop a daily routine. It's something that I think right now it goes day to day with a lot of the women and children. They don't know what tomorrow looks like. And because of that, we provide a routine. They know what tomorrow looks like. They know what time things start. They know when lunchtime is. That kind of thing lets them have a little bit of their guard down and allows them to be in a position to learn, to transform, and to change. Because if you're worrying about your daily needs, it now becomes a chaotic moment where you're just struggling and you're trying to figure out things, and it's not becoming a place where you're actually changing. You're just trying to work through crisis. And last but not least, we also get them ready to work. It's important to not just rely on, you know, government assistance or things that are important, that they need to work on being able to say, hey, what are the gifts that I've been given that I can be able to use that as my talents and as a way of living for the rest of my life and for my children? I think that part is something that often gets neglected, especially in school systems, whether if it's entrepreneurship or whether if it's, you know, different art skills or sports. That is also a different gift that we like them to explore too, because sometimes when the circumstances of women and children coming in tears because they don't really have options for jobs, they really don't have the job skills. So we try to provide that work therapy every single day as part of their program here at Life Change for them to work and learn how to be accountable of checking in, getting paid for the week. They have kind of mission bucks and they spend that at a thrift store. They learn responsibility. They learn what it takes to have to call off if you can't make the shift or get someone to cover you. All of those things that sets them up for success when they come out of here, they graduate, and they're on to living a transform life.
Really sounds like you're offering just kind of opening a door that to people that maybe have never explored these options before.
Absolutely a pathway. You know, we just want to be able to bridge that gap. You know, we know that there is a need, but then there's also not always the opportunity. There's not always the education, and that sometimes we have to build that bridge, you know, and it takes us, it takes people, you know, and it takes the community. And that's why we're here. We're here to build that bridge, to be able to get connected to those who really can do great things in our community.
What do you see as some of the biggest challenges for women struggling with homelessness, addiction, maybe domestic violence?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that is one of the biggest causes. When it comes to, you know, women coming into our program, I mean, that's the highest percentage is domestic violence. And too often, you know, women do feel like they have no choice and that they are trapped between an abuser or being on the streets. And sometimes the safest option for these women is going back to, you know, an intimate partner that may cause domestic violence rather than being homeless. And that's really what causes women to even turn to drug or alcohol, because as the result of the abuse. And it really just turns into an unhealthy circle. But having a place like Life Change and having a place here where you have reliability, you have a place where these women and these children feel safe, they're a place where, you know, they're loved, that is what is important. And that's really the first step of healing and understanding that, you know, there are safe options for you and that you do not have to feel trapped or feel like there's only one option. And that's one of the biggest things that we see here. And we want to be able to see that those counseling options is very, very limited, you know, when it comes to services for mental health. And we know how important that is, especially during this time after a pandemic, after a time where the world is trying to get back on their feet, after such a horrific thing, that they're so limited on mental health. And so what's in mental health is medication. And so that is what's leading to all of these challenges that's leading to homelessness or addiction, or like we talked about, domestic and violence, is that it really resulted to a new norm that a lot of people are not used to. And because we don't have the ability to have that mental health, you know, for every single person, and the need for it is so high, they're just, you know, resulting to a different way to mask the pain and how to deal with what they're suffering with. And so that's one of the biggest things that we really absolutely strive on, is that we have, you know, our counseling department that really digs in and helps them find more healthier patterns and develop, you know, ways to really unwind and do the things that they thought was normal or routine for them. And that's what's important, is that really digging in more than just a warm meal, you know, in a cozy bed. It's much more than that. And that's what we offer here, is that we offer a complete transformation of your life.
We're talking today with Yetiri Sim, Women's Life Change Director with Union Gospel Mission. Talk to us about your outreach program. How do women find out about your program?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a wonderful search and rescue, which we also are involved with our two campuses, which is downtown for the men's and also in Beaverton for the women's. And what's really amazing is being able to have those right in the street. We go down, we go to the camps, we make sure we're involved, we open up our shower ministries, we open up opportunities for them to come and really be aware about what we do. Sometimes a life change program can be a lot for any person, you know, being that you're just looking for your next day and just having a warm bed for that day. And so having that commitment can be hard, but what's important is that we really are out in making sure that we are not just the long term, but we're also the daily need. And being that way, we definitely want to be able to stay connected with those who just want to be having that daily need, those basic services, that one time, you know, meal or that one time bed, but allowing us to be in the environment where we really are extending to those who want to have that full program, that full transformation. So we are definitely looking to have more future partnerships with those that are, you know, in homeless camps or those who are part of detox centers or those who really are wanting to refer a woman and child to our program that really believes that they could benefit full transformation. And also being able to have the ability to, you know, have a place that they can come to. You know, we have it on site and we're able to assist those right away. And I think that's what's really important. I mean, we've had people come to our door, you know, and just really saying, hey, like, I heard about the things that you have done. I've had friends who came out of UGM and Life Change and has completely changed their lives. They're running organizations now. They're, you know, bosses, and they're different things that they just never heard of. Like, how does that happen? You know, and it's just almost a intriguing thing for people to be like, I just have a question. Like, I keep hearing about this. What is this? And that's okay. That's okay if they're just coming here and asking, because that's important, is to plant that seed. And just letting them know that, hey, like, you know, this is a place that you really can come and build something that you've never seen before, have a family that you've never had before, be loved like you've never been loved before. And I think that's so different and new that you do have to experience it to know. And so word of mouth is honestly our biggest referral. Yeah. You know, those who have been through the program, who have successfully went through, and bring every single person back that they can think of that could benefit from this. And that is really how we continue to make this mission work and do the work that we're doing. You know, but we're excited now because we have a huge building that we have to fill, you know, and more relationships and more ways to be in the community is important for us. And so we want to connect with those who want to get involved, those who want to volunteer, those who want to give back. We definitely want to connect with them and have them come and visit our site and, you know, be involved as best as they can.
Well, some of the information I received before this interview says you're in the middle of a capital campaign to build a new home for Life Change for Women. Talk about that.
Yeah, that's right. You know, right now, that is something that we're so excited for. We're building a new facility, and we just are having such a growing need, you know, for the recovery, for transitional housing for women. You know, I would say about one third of the homeless population, you know, of families with children. And I think that's the one thing that gets a little bit overlooked, and what's hard for a lot of the women and children is being able to be in a safe place for long term with their children. And the effects of homelessness on children really range from, like, the education because they're bouncing from school system to school system. You know, now we're dealing with high levels of behavioral problems, you know, increasing of health problems. We have tons of children finally going to doctor appointments, finally getting those set up, you know, but now that we have this new facility, we have over, you know, 50,000 square feet, you know, we're going to be able to have over 50 residential rooms that are family style. So it's going to be very suiting to those families and not putting them in a place where they feel trapped or they feel like this is not a safe and comforting environment. This is going to be an environment where it's family encouraged. And this project really does allow us to have more in-count counseling. What we were talking about, the mental health is so important. And we want to increase our counselors. We want to increase our mental health department so that we can provide those services, you know, for them. On top of the continuous meals that we do in our food services department and just the essential services for the education for the kids, you know, isn't just a kids drop-off center. We have education programs. We have amazing volunteers, you know, that are occupational therapists that come in and work with children who have mobility delays or speech impediments. I mean, we are taking it to a place where we are now servicing those that are really based on need. You know, we take in those who we see that, you know, there's transformation and maybe there's an area that they're struggling with. Well, we're going to identify that area and we're going to work with them, get them a mentor, get them a partner, a person that can come in and walk with them through this so that they can be ready for recovery, because that's just one more additional thing that they have to do. And so creating a community and a resource center and a place that they can go to look for resources, to talk to, you know, mentors and lab assistants to help them get on track to get on a work program. There's things like that that we want to share with the community, that those who are even looking for job placement, those who are just even looking for ways to be involved with, you know, work therapy, we want to provide those ways in the community as well. So we're super excited on what this project is going to be building. It's really more than a building. It's a home for these women, and it's a home for us at Union Gospel Mission. This is where our heart is. You know, we want this new facility to be a restoration place. This is what it's going to become. It's a growing place. It's a healing place. And so we want it to be so special. And so we are in the middle of this campaign. We are still striving, and we are just really thankful for all of those who contributed and donated and even just offered a helping hand and volunteered through this time. It's greatly needed, and we are almost to the finish line.
Yay. When do you hope to break ground? Or you haven't broken ground, I'm assuming, yet, have you?
We've broken ground. Yeah, okay. We have, and we have our walls up, and we are continuously moving and continuously building, and so we are excited for when the ribbon cutting comes, but it'll be soon.
Oh, that's awesome. How can our listeners get involved and help out not only Union Gospel Mission, but especially Life Change for Women and their children?
Yeah, absolutely. There's many ways they can get involved, and we're always looking for volunteers to join us in the work that we do. They can always visit us as well on the website at ugmportland.org. You can connect on how to donate. You can also connect on how to volunteer, as well as there's great needs at our thrift store in Tigard. If those who haven't checked it out, all of those proceeds go right back to the mission, and being able to contribute in that way is also so important too, outside of financial support. So thank you so much for all the ways that they hope to get involved.
We have a couple of minutes left, and I want to ask you a question that it's going to be exciting to hear the answer, I think, anyway. What gives you hope in the work that you do? Because so many times people can feel so
wonderful.
Hopeless.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've honestly been entrusted, you know, with a place to be able that's really life-saving. You know, the majority of women and children who come to UGM walk in, they carry a single trash bag, you know, they carry their fear, their grief, their instabilities, you know, and my hope is as soon as a mother and a child enter the doors of our new facility, that they're welcomed by caring staff in a building that's designed to be safe and most importantly, inviting for them. You know, I hope that she opens the doors into her new home, something that she's never experienced before, you know, and has been respected in the place that she's going to be in. And it's fully furnished and clean and everything works and you're not getting secondhand. I mean, this is an environment that we hope to create like home. And so that really gives me hope to be able to continue to do this work, to be courageous for my choices that I'm going to make for the community that really served me all these years. You know, this is more than giving back. This is really about continuing a legacy. It's about continuing what the next generation is going to do and not leaving those behind. And so we're just super excited and really thankful to be able to be a part of this new thing and to be a part of the growth that is happening in Washington County.
Thank you so much. This has been a great conversation. I've loved talking with you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time. This has been amazing.
We've been talking today with Yetiri Sim, Women's Life Change Director with Union Gospel Mission.
If you'd like to hear this interview again, just search for Let's Talk Portland on the Odyssey app. Let's Talk Portland is an Odyssey Portland public affairs program.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.